A check of sports shows us a couple of things. Once again, remember, you're innocent until proven guilty in this world, but Deshaun Watson, a star NFL quarterback, is being sued for alleged sexual assault. The quarterback has responded saying that is not true. So we'll have to follow that as it goes. Good news on the Tiger Woods front. He is back home in Florida, and that's where he will continue to recover from injuries from that absolutely horrible car wreck that he was involved in. All right. How about this? Tom Brady gave out his cell phone number, and he told fans to text him. So I don't know if he's going to change the number or not, but it's there. Anyways, and Giant fans, if you're listening, remember Odell Beckham Jr.? Well, in a report, he has sent out cryptic tweets. And Cleveland Brown fans are a little upset. Beckham sent a mysterious tweet which read, "Second act." He followed up with, "God, thank you for clarity." With trades and stuff going on, of course, Cleveland traded for Beckham before the 2019 season, but they say that they're not sure what he was talking about. NFL Network reporter Kim Jones talking about the tweets, and Jones asked the wide receiver what they were about. Jones said Beckham told her they were about his ACL rehab. He suffered, of course, that in week 7. If he comes back to the Browns and he's healthy, he'll join a Cleveland team that is actually on the right road. I can tell you his second act is not going to be in New York. Okay? It's not going to be in New York. He had his chance, and it's too bad because he was terrific. But once again, he just let things get away from him, and he got injuries, and once again, it did not end well in the big city. But he made a lot of money, got a big contract, which he still has. So things aren't that bad. All right. All right. Well, let's take a look at scores. NBA yesterday. We'll see who played. The Celtics lost to the Jazz 117-109. The Knicks lost to the 76ers 99-96. Today, the Nets take on the Pacers at 7 o'clock. That was from the NBA. In the National Hockey League, the Capitals beat the Islanders yesterday 3-1. Bruins over the Penguins 2-1. The Devils beat the Sabres 3-2. Coming up today, the Rangers will take on the Flyers. That game is set for 7:30 this evening. In baseball, the Grapefruit League, there's the Grapefruit League, and there's, what's the one? That's the Grapefruit League. The games are played in Florida, and I forget what the other league's called, and that's they play it in Arizona. But anyway, taking a look at the local teams in action yesterday, the Red Sox beat the Braves 5-3. The Yankees beat the Tigers 7-4. And the Mets beat the Astros by a score of 8-3. If you take a look at those spring training standings, the Yankees are 11-4. They've scored 10 more runs than they've given up. The Mets are 7-5. They've scored 7 more runs than they've given up. And the Red Sox are 8-6, and they've scored 15 more runs than they've given up. So those are the local teams that are in action in Major League Baseball. I think it's the Cactus League. That's right. The Grapefruit League is where the teams play in Florida, and the Cactus League, I think, is what it is when the team. Thank you, Bill. Where the teams play out in Arizona. I'd still much rather be in the Grapefruit League. I don't know why, but it's good that we've got baseball going on. we needed that little reminder that summer's just a little bit away, and that it's good to see baseball back. And they might not be full crowds, but there will be people in the stands at baseball games for this year. All right. Well, that is our quick check of sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.